Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
We're started the second half, and it's Lynch here with a ball and a drive in and a blocking foul for some reason. It's going to be called on TGF, Trayon Grant Foster. And the second half underway. They're going to give him free throws? Wow. And they actually called it on Peebles, which is his second. And it was actually Foster, I think, that bumped into him. Free throw here is no good. As a friend of mine used to say in high school when it didn't, when he would call for a foul but didn't foul, he would call that justice. Now one more free throw for Nathan Vachon. He missed the first, made the second. So that's how the second half starts. 33-25. Grizzlies up by 8. Let's see how the Grizzlies want to attack here against the man-to-man by Linkier. Left side, Peebles. Kendon with two fouls over on the right side down. He splits it all the way. Puts it up. Good foul on the play. The basket counts. JV and Downey with a drive and a bucket, plus one. That foul is going to be on Carter Carbonell, and that'll be his first foul for Linkier. I know I keep beating the drum, but the last 2 months of this season, by the time February is over, you're going to see a really good player in Javian Downey. He has his only free throw is good. He has seven. 36-25. In the backcourt, Carbonell, wraparound pass up the right sideline to Ridenour. Now in the front court to Moore. Moore back to Ridenour. Dribbles to the right, cut off by Downey. Now Moore, pull up 17-footer straight on. No good. Rebound high in the air for it is Kamwimba. And the Grizzlies come back from left to right. TGF has it. Kendon Peebles will move it out near the timeline. In the corner, Kendon. Boy, they've got TGF open now. Three from the corner. No good. Air ball. And the ball is picked up by Sentinel Moore. Front court to the left corner. Downey cuts off the dribbler. Vachon gets in the paint. Turns. Fall away from 10. Rims off. No good. Rebounded by Urji Hatami. Urge gets it back to JV and Downey. To the right wing. Urji. Ball fake to the rim. All the way. Right hand scoop. Hangs midair. No good. Put back. No good by Lionel Kamwimba. Boy, we missed a bunch close to the basket tonight. Is it just me, or have we given up four or five good chances right around the basket? Left side, Ridenour, all the way, or Carbonell, drives, no good, ball blocked, tipped out of bounds, last touch. Who touched it last? No one wants to say. Come on, Chance Wallison. Nope, Ernest Grayer is going to point the direction of Linkier Prep. So it's their basketball. Inbound play in the corner, nearly thrown away. Now out to the left point. Vachon with the ball. Nathan Vachon. On the left side, Carbonell picked up by Urji Hanami. To the right wing, the pass to the right corner. Sentinel Moore with a three. It's short and shot clock violation. And the official blows down the play, even though the Grizzlies had the basketball. So turnover on Linkier. They have 8 turnovers tonight. Grizzlies have 5. If we keep our turnovers at 10 or thereabouts or less, that's really good. And we're just at 5 right now. JV and Downey, as they, Linkier Prep, go to a zone, a 2-3 zone. They're going to make us make a shot. High post, Kamwimba. We'll hand the ball. Nope, fakes it. Lionel, wraparound pass on the low block. TGF, double team, backs down, turns. Tried to feed it across to Lionel, tipped out of bounds, and it's off the Grizzlies and goes to Linkier. And so there's that first turnover of the second half on the Grizzlies. 36-25. Up the left side in the corner. They'll move it back outside. Three by Carbonell, no good. And the rebound to Javian Downey. Man, this team can't make a three.
I don't mind it.
That's good. TGF on the left side. Curls over the top. Inside out pass. Downey left elbow. Follow away jumper. No good. But he got fouled on the shot. And that'll be against Nathan Vachon. That'll be his second foul. And JD goes to the line. And he has 7 points. And with a chance to make it 9 with 2 free throws. 17-10 to go in the second half. 36-25. Grizzlies lead it.
First try for Javian, no good. Carlos Paul is in for Lionel Kamwimba. One more try for the Canadian, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Ken and Peebles had black shirts on each side of him as they went up for that. He fought for it and caused Linkier to tip it out of bounds. So 0 for 2. Now in the inbound play, TGF has it at the left elbow. Steps back. He's going to shoot a three. It's no good. Ball comes off into the hands of Nathan Vachon for Linkier. Grizzlies are back in the zone now. Baseline. Here's a lean-in shot. Rims in and out. Ball pulled away by Hunami. Grizzlies back on the break. Here we go. TGF lost it on the way. Picked up by Cantrell. Grizzly turnover. Now up the right side, Cantrell with it. The big kid back out on the wing. Here's an open shot for a three. It's good. Nathan Vachon with his first three of the ball game. 36-28. Grizzlies at the other end. Kendon Peebles out to Downey. Around the horn. Urzi's got a three on the left wing. It's no good. Rebound. Peebles puts it up and in. Kendon Peebles with a terrific play. His first basket. He followed the shot. Nobody blocked him off. He went right to the rim and got it. 10-point game. Now at the left side, front court, Cantrell for Linkier. Baseline move all the way. Carbonell reverse layup is good.
That's two hustle plays in a row for Kendon that gave the Grizzlies another shot.
That basket by Carter Carbonell is his first. Peebles will drive down, whistle. That's got to be a blocking foul, and it is. Against Sentinel Moore for the Linkier Prep Lions. That should be his, I think, his second foul. With 15:52 to go, it is number two on Sentinel Moore. Team foul three on the Lions. 15:52 to go in regulation. 38-30. Last time we had a game here, we played 40 minutes, then four more. Inbound play. Here's a shot, no good, but a foul's going to be called on the play as TGF on a backdoor cut on the inbound pass tried to dunk it, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two.
And it's on Moore again. Yes, sir.
That is outstanding.
I thought you would enjoy it.
I think that is just great. And so with that, let's see, they're not subbing just yet. Here's a free throw, no good, by Trayon Grant Foster. So we made our first free throw of the half and have missed three in a row since then. Javian Downey out. Kendon Peebles is out. Kyle Germany and Gage Pitts come in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Come on, TGF. Next free throw is no good. And the rebound is Sentinel Moore. We've had a chance to increase the lead. Down to left point. Three is good. Vachon with his second three. You've got to keep an eye on that because they start making those. This game's going to flip a little bit. Right point, Kamari's got a three look, and that's no good. Rebound over the back, foul on TGF. And now we're kind of standing around. We're not moving much on offense. Launching shots, and now we're getting a timeout, and that's a very good one by Jared Fay. 15:26 to go in the second half. Grizzly lead down to 5, 38-33 on Linkier. And we come back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
If you're in the market for tires, stop by Don's Auto Service in West Plains first. Right now, get $200 back online or mail-in rebate with a set of four select Goodyear or Kelly tires when you use the Goodyear credit card. Offer good through December 31st.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
All right, 38-33 is the score. And the Linkier Prep Lions have the basketball. They're down by five and got a little momentum now. Vachon on the right wing guarded. Out there by Foster, shoots a three. No good. Ball is going to be controlled off the tip by Vincent, picked up by Gage Pitts up the left side. Kyle Germany now. need to get some movement on offense. Good pass inside. Carlos up and around on the weak side. It's up and good. Carlos Paul has 10 points. 40-33. Vachon guarded by Vincent in the front court. Whistle away from the basketball. And Carlos Paul is going to get called for trucking Xavier Ridenour, trying to get through a screen. Carlos has his first foul of the ball game. Two is the most any player for the Grizzlies have. Kenan Peebles and Riley Whitaker both with two. Inbound play. Out front, Joshua Lowe. Down the key, Vachon drives, right hand layup, good. Foul of the play, basket counts. And that's going to be on Carlos Paul. That'll be his second foul. So a bucket in one and to the line, it's Nathan Vachon. Let's see. They have scored 11 points this half. Vachon has nine. So it might be beneficial to pay a little extra attention to him. 40-35, 40-36. Kendon Peebles comes in the ball game for Trayon Grant Foster. 14:39 to go as Jared Fay checks the clock. And now, well, I'm happy to see they go out of the zone defense now. We didn't do much against that. They're back to the man-to-man. Gates pit. Top of the circle. Left wing pass. Kyle Germany goes to his right. Picks up the dribble. Lob pass in. Carlos on the baseline. He'll dribble in, goes around his guy, up, blocked away by Sentinel Moore. Terrific defensive play. Holds the other way, goes in with a driving layup, no good. Gates pitch with rebound. He's got players in front. Gates dribbles down, kicks it across. On the wing, Urji Hanami. Cross court, left wing, left corner. Wide open, Kyle Germany, good.
We needed that.
First basket for the Detroit guard. It's 43-36. Let's see if we can get another stop or two and get this thing back up to 10. Lionel Kamwimba, Javian Downey to check in. In the middle, Vachon drives, left-hand shot off the board, no good. Urji Hanami gets the rebound. Germany on the right side, step back, shoots a three, good! Suddenly, six on the board. And the Grizzly lead is back to 10. Timeout called by the Lions. 13:26 to play in the second half. And a minute timeout with the score Grizzlies 46, Lions 36. Back in a minute on KDY.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Self-Care has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
All right, we're back. It's 46-36. Grizzlies back out to a 10-point lead. Linkier prep with a pass on the low block. More cutoff. Wraparound pass out on the wing now. They'll get that to Jalen Callaway, St. Louis guard. He dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass to the corner to nobody. Out of bounds. Turnover, Lions. First time these teams played, the Grizzlies' leading scorer was Kyle Germany. He had 20 points in the ball game. Here tonight, Kyle did not start, but he is heating up. He has made two threes. Old on him. Now on the right side, inside. Here's a drive up and good by Urji Hanami. high off the board. Urge with now 3 points. 48-36. If the Grizzlies win tonight, we're even at 8-8. Lob pass over the top. Good catch inside. Shot up by Lowe is up and in. Joshua Lowe's first basket. Olds guarding Germany. That is a mismatch. We're going to take advantage of that. In the corner, Urji Hanami. Double screen inside. Nobody open. Kenyon Peebles out to Kyle. You can clear out one side and just let Kyle go. Double team to the left. He'll pull up. Bounce pass down low. Bad pass. Try to get Kenyon Peebles and turn the ball over. 8 on the Grizzlies. Up the left sideline. Callaway has it. He circles back out to the point. Now at the right elbow. Flips it to the right corner. Sentinel Moore. Out to Oles, who did not catch the ball. It bounced off his knee and out of bounds. On the pass back out from the corner. Sentinel Moore will go out of the ball game now. They will replace him with Lincoln Cantrell. Javian Downey for the Grizzlies up 10 with 11:40 to go. Now a bad pass out front, stolen. Cantrell the other way, goes one on two, holds it up, kicks it back out to Ole. He was dying to shoot that, but couldn't get it off. Cantrell has it. On the baseline, far corner, open shot for the three is no good. Look at Urji Hanami get up, and he gets the board and comes back. 2-on-3, all the way in, left right hand layup is good off the glass. You know, every once in a while you see somebody do something like that, and you go, man, these kids are good athletes. You know?
He was at a complete disadvantage on height-wise.
He can jump. 6'3". Here's Cantrell at the point for three for the Lions. No good. Rebound to Javian Downey. Up the left sideline. KP has it. Puts it on the floor all the way in. Leans in. Couldn't get it, but he got fouled on the play as he was too quick. For Lincoln Cantrell to guard, and Cantrell is going to be called for the foul. At the line will be the Grizzlies with Kendon Peebles. First free throw attempt of the night. Kendon has been a Don's Auto Service player of the game multiple times this year. First free throw here, no good. Peebles, we got one more. And at the end of this game, we'll choose our Don's Auto Service player of the game. TGF is looking pretty good for that. Here's the next free throw try. No good as he came off the line, and the ball is almost rebounded by Peebles and picked up by Linkier. So 0-for-2 for Kenyon. Man, we are not good at the line here in this half. Here's a drive, and speaking of not good, bad shot by Xavier Reidenauer. Forced it, air ball back the other way. Hook pass to the middle, and here's a drive and a dunk. Carlos Paul just took it right at Cantrell and jammed it right in his face. You think Carlos is pumped up right now? Here's Cantrell at the other end. Callaway out front. Callaway left side. Pass to the low block. And here's a shot blocked on the dunk attempt by Kenyon Peebles. But a foul's going to be called. As Joshua Lowe, he was going to answer that dunk with another one, but KP put the kibosh on that. 10:07 to go in the half, 52-38. And Kendon Peebles with his third foul now for the Grizzlies. Joshua Lowe, the free throw shooter for the Lions. First try is good. KP will go out. KV will come in. Plus Gage Pitts. Kamari Vinson and Gage Pitts are in the lineup. They're out there with Trayon Grant Foster, Carlos Paul, and Javian Downey. One more try for the 6'7" Flower Mound, Texas native, Joshua Lowe, and it's good. Linkier back within 12 now. 52-40, 10 minutes to play. Next stoppage will be a media timeout. Carlos Paul at the free throw line. He's feeling it. Puts it on the deck. Leans in. Shoots it off the board. Won't go as it kind of hung in a tantalizing fashion on the lip of the rim. Rebounded by Linkier. Got to stop the basketball. They do. Bounce pass over. And now on the paint. Here's Lowe with a drive. Puts it up. Rattles around and goes in. Joshua Lowe with six all in this half. 10-point game again. 9:30 to go. 52-42 Grizzlies. In the right corner, Gage Pitts over the top, good. Pass inside, layup good. Perfect pass over the top to Carlos Paul. Carlos finishes, Gage gets the assist. 14 now for Carlos. At the point, Callaway is going to shoot it. No good. Rebound, Kamari Vincent, and the Grizzlies don't press it so much just now. Now they get up ahead, Dowdy all the way in, goes up, lost it on the way. Had to be a foul or something there, and there was something. It was a foul. 9:02 to go, and that will get us the media timeout. First foul called on Jalen Callaway for Linkier. 1 minute timeout on the floor with the score. Grizzlies 54, Lions 42. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
The Grizzlies play here on Hot Country KDY.
54-42 is the score as we come back. Javian Downey is the free throw shooter. He should get two here after that last foul on Jalen Callaway for Linkier Prep. Linkier is 11-7. The Grizzlies are 7-8. Free throw is good. Well, that's better. We've now made two out of seven here in this half. And another one goes down. 56-42, 14-point game. We didn't have this luxury in the first game. It took past the midway point in the second half before we really pulled away from this team. Down the front court. At the point, ball stolen away. TGF, let's see something here. Two-handed dunk. And now travel in the backcourt against Linkier. So it's coming apart at every nail, and it will be Grizzly basketball in the front court. 58-42. Inbound play, Javian Downey. On the low block, Foster. Double team. Now steps back. All the way. Jump shot, rattles in and out, rebound. Ball set long, picked up by Kamari Vincent. Kamari on the wing, pitch. Back outside it goes. Javian Downey, good smart move, and that'll reset the offense. 11 on the shot clock. Downey high screen, left goes that way. Pick and roll, takes it all the way to the hole. Left hand off the glass, no good. Tipped up by Kamwimba, no good. Boy, Lionel is really active around the basket. Love to see that out of your 6'8 postman. Front court, hit and service. Back over on the right side, Ken Traw. Gets it back to Zervis at the point. Bumped off the ball, tipped away. Good defense by Kamari Vincent. Picked back up on the wing. Vachon with a three. No good. Ball picked up by Gage Pitts. Grizzlies front court with it. With a 16-point lead. Now an up fake by Trayon Grant Foster. He goes in. A whistle. We'll have an offensive foul call against TGF. He was leaning toward the basket. And he'll pick up his second personal foul. Gage Gage Pitts, Kamari Vinson, Kyle Germany, Lionel Kamwimba, and Trayon Grant Foster are the five right now for MSU West Plains. Up the right side, Nathan Vachon. On the right side now, Sentinel Moore backs down. Lost the ball, turned it over, and the Grizzlies come away with it with Gage Pitts. Kyle Germany up by 16, 7:15 to play. TGF has it against man-to-man for the Lions. High screen, Pitts on the right elbow. Couldn't get it on the pick and roll. Lionel gets it over to Kamari Vinson. Pull up, 17-footer, straight on, good. Kamari Vinson has 4 points. At the free throw line surface, there's going to be a reach-in foul on the Grizzlies under the 7-minute mark. That'll stop the clock, and it should be a 1-1. Kyle Germany with the foul. And it'll be a 1-1. Carlos Paul comes in. I'm glad college hasn't gone to that five-foul bonus rule like high school has. Here's a free throw. Good. Getting surface. I don't know who came up with that bright idea, but it's kind of ruining the end of high school games. Here's the next try, and good. 60-44. Kyle Germany brings it up. Pick it up, get the clock going, man. Kyle has it at the point. He was letting it roll up the floor to midcourt. At the free throw line, Lionel. Right side, Gage Pitts. Curls over the top. 17-footer straight on. No good. Ball goes long to the right corner. It's chased down there by Xavier Reidenauer. Get surface up front to the left point, left corner. Vachon has it. Pass inside to the low block. Joshua Lowe to the point. Sensible Moore with a three. No good. And rebounded by Urji Hunami, and we're in no hurry. 6:10 to go. A fresh 30 on the shot clock. Up by 16. 60-44. In the left corner, Kyle Germany. Dribbles over. Bounce pass on the block. Kamwimba hook pass to the far corner. Wrap around now on the wing. To the hole. Here's Carlos driving. Shooting, scoring. Carlos has 16 points tonight. Fewer minutes, more points. 62-44. On the left side, Vachon guarded by Hunami. A drive down the lane. Inside out pass to the corner at the point. They get a wide open look by Reidenauer for three. No good. Ball long to the corner. Moore gets it for Linkier. Now at the point, they'll take it down the key. A drive and a blocking foul on Gage Pitts. That will put Joshua Lowe back on the free throw line as Gage picks up his second foul for the Grizzlies. With 5:18 to go, 62-44. And we'll talk it over with the head coach of the Grizzlies afterwards, Jared Faith. Hopefully we'll be looking at a 8-8 record at that point, and it looks pretty good right now. Free throw, no good on the first attempt for Joshua Lowe. Tomorrow night here on KDY, we'll have high school basketball from Springfield Central. The Zizzers will visit the Pit to play the Bulldogs. And they are really good. Haven't said that many times over the last 20 years. Here's a free throw, another one good. 62-45. 7.5 for Lowe. Kyle Germany, top of the circle, bounce pass on a give and go underneath. And here's Carlos. He is eating them alive, lays it up and good from the left side. Court Kit surface, lost the ball, reach in, late call, and it'll be a 1-1 for Linkier. That stops the clock. Foul is on Kyle Germany in his second foul. Good crowd for Thursday night. Back here at the Civic Center watching the Grizzlies play basketball. The weeknight crowds have been pretty good this year. Free throw, first try, no good. By Kit surface.
odd sequence there because nobody knew if it was a live ball or not.
And as it turns out, it was. Kyle Germany, that was on the front end of the 1-1. Now down the key, Germany all the way, left hand high off the board and good. Kyle has 8 in the half, 66-45. On the right side, Zerfus backs down baseline. He'll force the jump shot, and it won't go. And a rebound foul is going to be called on probably Carlos Paul because Sentinel Moore crashed to the floor, but Carlos had position inside. They're going to say he boxed him out, moved him out while he was in midair. Carlos' third foul. Riley Whitaker will come in. Jackson Redmond will check in from Starkville, Mississippi for the Linkier Prep Lions. They'll also get Spencer Anderson back in the ballgame. But at the line is Sentinel Moore. Free throw number one is no good. He had 7 in the first half, but has done nothing here in the second half offensively. Whitaker and Kumwimba come in. Paul and Unami go out. Grizzlies up big by 21. Next try, no good. Rebound, Kamari, or make that Kendon Peebles for the Grizzlies. 4:18 to go. We're essentially just kind of playing the clock out now. Front court, Riley Whitaker has it. The difference was 21 the first time. The difference is 21 right now. Kendon drives the lane, goes up, lost the ball on the way in, and it's going to be out of bounds, but it's going to be last touch by Linkier. In the ballgame again comes Jackson Redmond, 6'4 guard from Starkville, Mississippi. Underneath, Jaden Downey will throw it in and gets it in the corner. Riley Whitaker, around the horn it goes. Down the key all the way in. Now they'll have to flip it back out as Javian was cut off and he turns the ball over. Front court all the way. Here's a drive high off the court. No good by Surface. Good defense getting back that time. Altered the shot and the Grizzlies have it. This game doesn't have the same tension that the Memphis game had. Here's a pass underneath, wide open. Kendon Peebles with a lay-in. Uncontested, he has 4 points. Timeout, 3:32 to play in the second half. Grizzlies are cruising, 68-45, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
College basketball action with the Grizzlies continues now on Hot Country KDY.
To 45, 3:32 to play. It's Linkier basketball, and the Grizzlies are up by 23 points. Defense, defense, defense. Much better here tonight at the point low. Down the key, right-hand runner off the back iron. Rebound tipped over, picked up by Gage Pitts. Front court, Gage gets bumped. Spins back toward the middle of the floor. Now on the left side, Javian Downey has it. To the other side, Riley Whitaker. Back to Javian, left corner. Gage is open with a three. Look, short. Ball comes long. Gage had it, tipped it. Couldn't get it, though. Picked up Linkier. 4-on-2 break all the way in. That was a walk, but a foul's going to be called. Oh, it is going to be a walk. All right. Philo, good call. Philo DeBeer with the call that time. Linkier with their 13th turnover.
I think Philo DeBeer might be my favorite referee.
He made a good call there. Normally on plays like that, after the fact, kind of, they'll just call a foul on somebody and not worry about it. But that was definitely a walk. Definitely a walk on Joshua Love. Grizzly ball in the backcourt. Gage Pitts. He's got 2 seconds to get it over, and he does with one to spare. High post, Kamwimba, give and go all the way in. Layup good. Foul of the play. Basket down. Gage Pitts gave the pass and took off for the basket. Lionel hit him, and he got the lay-in. So the bucket for Gage, he has 4. 70-45. Gage is at the free throw line. And it's no good. Man alive. That's the only downside of this ballgame. Now, an offensive foul on a push-off. And that's going to be on low for Link here. Comes up the left sideline. Just cleared out with the left arm. Can't do that. So Joshua Lowe with his first, well, the scoreboard says 23.
So Olds.
It was Olds with the foul. Grizzlies come back. On the right sideline now. Unami over to Vincent. Will hand it off to Riley Whitaker with 2:15 to play. Kendon drives the lane all the way. Big left-handed dunk as Kendon got loose and took it to the rack with 2:15 to go. Well, that woke everybody up, didn't it? 6 points for him. Now driving the paintball, dances on the rim and comes off. Riley Whitaker has it for the Grizzlies on the defensive end. Under 2 minutes to go. Erji Hunami has the ball. Now, if he got loose on something like that, he could make you stand up. Down in the corner, Kendon with a three, and it's good. Kendon Peebles with a dunk. A good dunk. And a three has 9 points. Now an air ball from the right point. Shot essentially out of bounds by Jackson Redmond. And you kind of get that feeling and that sense that Linkier's ready to get on the bus and go home. 30-point game, 75-45. Minute and a half left. Kamari Vinson, Riley's open in the corner. Gets a shot, got it blocked, got it back. Stepped out of bounds, turned the ball over. That is only turnover number 11 tonight on the Grizzlies, and I use the term only advisedly because sometimes 11 is a lot, but not in this case. In the front court, Zervis will force a shot from 12 feet. Good. Straight on. Kit Zervis now has 4. Down to a minute 3. 75-47. Shot clock still on. Gage Pitts, Kendon Peebles, guarded by Zervis, puts it on the deck back to the right corner, in the left corner, that is. Round the horn, as my dear friend Dean Smith would have said, we throw it around the infield. Over on the right side in the corner, Erji has to shoot it. Shot clock winding down, hit the rim, missed it. Rebound, Kamari Vinson up and under. He got stripped out of bounds. Grizzly ball with 34.5 left, 17 on the shot clock. Lob on the inbound play. Erji Hunami at the point. Crossover dribble. Drives the lane. Left-hand layup high off the board. Won't go. Rebounded on the far side that time by Jackson Redmond. Up the left side. 23 seconds to go. And the ball thrown out of bounds. Turnover 15 on Linkier. Now once we get the ball over the timeline, we don't have to shoot it. And this game will be over. So a good way to start the second half of the season. 75-47 is going to be the final score in the ball game. And Grizzlies pick up the win for the second time this year against Linkier by 21 and now by 28. And that's ball game. Grizzlies win it by a final of 75-47. Post game is coming up next. We'll check the score and talk to head Grizzly coach Jared Fay when we come back. After this break, we're back in 90 seconds on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Dr. Greg at Hirsch Feed Parts Department, West Plains Store. We know batteries. Experimenters from the 18th century stored static in linen jars. Benjamin Franklin found by grouping a number of these jars together created a stronger charge, which he called an electrical battery. Today's batteries come in all sizes of voltage and cranking amps. Did you know we have one of the largest and competitive priced Pro Series batteries in the Ozarks? You could call us the outfitters of agricultural, ATV, automotive, commercial, lawnmower, and solar Pro Series batteries. And my number one customer service team can only get you the proper battery if you bring us the model, type, and code. Stop in and see us today. Hirsch knows batteries.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brake should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Grizzlies win the game 75-47 to go 8-8. And as we head into the Region 16 schedule next week when we go to Park Hills, it's good to be at the 500 mark. Jared Fay joins us here. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game is Carlos Paul. He finished with 18 points tonight. But, Coach, if you look at the scoring column, there's been a lot of games where we've had two, three, four people that really contributed offensively. But pretty balanced down the sheet tonight. Really good effort. And I thought a really good effort defensively overall.
It was. We got back from break and started practice back up on Monday. And we just talked about this game. We just want our defensive energy and our effort to be good. Even if we don't shoot it well, I wanted to win a game just playing really good defense. And I feel like we did. Same thing, offensively, I thought we did a really good job of just kind of finding some mismatches here and there. And it was pretty balanced.
Was it your thought against them defensively to guard the three better? Because the first time we played them, they made 11. Tonight they made three.
That's one thing they can do. They can shoot, pretty well, and it's multiple guys, and they can try to spread the court. So we guarded man the whole time. We talked about pressuring the ball, and I think, some of their shots were a little bit more rushed. I think we did a good job there of speeding them up a little bit, not giving them clean looks. They're very happy with our defensive effort.
You changed your lineup a little bit tonight. You had Kyle and Carlos coming off the bench. And actually, that worked really well. They combined for 26 points. Carlos had 18. You started Kendon and Urgy. What was the thought behind that?
We were going to press and we were going to guard them. Kind of the same thing. It was probably our best defensive group. Kyle's battling a little bit of tendonitis in his knee, so his knee's been a little bit sore the last couple of days. I think it probably wouldn't have impacted him at all against come game time, but just kind of played it safe with him. And, Urgy is our best perimeter defender. And KP, when he's playing really active, is also a very good defender. So that was thinking there.
Trayon Grant Foster had a good game tonight. He had 15 points. And again, very balanced, 9-9-5, 15-3, 8, 18, 4-4. So good contribution. So what does this do for you? From your frame of mind, from a psychological standpoint, you're even money now. You're 8-8, and you get ready to go over to play undefeated Mineral Area next Wednesday.
Yeah, we talked all week about new year, new us. The freshmen that we have, I think, are not freshmen anymore. They've got enough games under their belt. And this is a game, you kind of want to get the team back in shape. You take that long break and just work on things there defensively. Our league's really good. Mineral is as good as they've ever been and obviously very well coached. And they've really haven't even had many close games this year. They've found ways to just come out, and they really, really guard you. And we'll definitely have our hands full there. But in general, we just got to think about going up there and competing and keep getting better, because this is just the first conference game. We've got many, many battles ahead of us.
All right. That'll be next Wednesday. We'll have that game here on KDY from Park Hills. Coach, congratulations.
All right, thanks, Carl.
Great win tonight. All right, Grizzlies win it by a final of 75-47. Again, the scoring column, Carlos Paul, our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Carlos finished with 18. A 15-point game for Trayon Grant Foster, 9 each for Kendon Peebles and Javian Downey. 5 points for Urgy Hanami, 8 points for Kyle Germany, three for Lionel Kamwemba, four apiece for Gage Pitts and Kamari Vincent. Linkier Prep leading score with 19, Nathan Vachon. He was the only player they had in double figures. Carter Carbonell, the first time these teams played, had a very good game. He had 17 to lead their scoring. Tonight, he had two. So the Grizzlies win going away. They'll play number 8, Mineral Area Community College at Park Hills next Wednesday night. See what happens there. We'll have the broadcast here on KDY. Thanks to Drew Joyce. Thanks to Curtis Ballou. And in the studio, Nate Hudson. And thanks to you for tuning in the broadcast. Appreciate it. Wherever you are, wherever you listen, wherever you watch, thanks so much for joining us. Again, final score tonight, Grizzlies 75, Lions 47. And we'll have high school basketball tomorrow night from Springfield Central with the Zizzards. So then, Harlan Hutchinson saying good night from the WPCC.
Grizzly basketball on Hot Country KDY brought to you in part by Bailey Chevrolet, by Holiday Inn Express and Suites, by Ozarks Healthcare, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service. Grizzly basketball on KDY is a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company.